The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Checking in with Ryan Stevenson on SOS Radio today. How are you?
Good, man. So great to hear your voice, and thanks for having me on your show, buddy. Appreciate it.
Man, our kids have been in school for about a month or so. You've been traveling like crazy. You've been able to even get a handle on this new family schedule yet, or has it just been running you when you're home with the kids?
I don't want to say that my schedule controls me, but if I'm not really intentional about making sure that our family time and home time is really protected when I'm at home, then it gets easy to bend and not keep that really sacred. So it's definitely a balancing act.
So what do you actually do to be intentional other than your wife telling you what's going to be intentional?
Well, that's number one. My wife's stern, discerning presence in the home is definitely keeps me on track and keeps me very grounded and keeps me very quiet and humble, if you will. But yeah, man, we've just kind of over the last few years have made it a rule that when I'm home, we don't make a bunch of plans to just always go out being doing stuff. We just focus on being together, and we definitely go out and do stuff. We don't burn the candle at both ends, in a sense.
Talking to Ryan Stevenson on SOS Radio today. So you wrote a blog recently on the topic of comparison, and you referenced Teddy Roosevelt's quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And I got to imagine, in your line of work, it's pretty easy to compare like album sales or songs that you wrote versus other songs that other people wrote. Go, man, I wish I wrote that song. Or, man, I wish I recorded that. Like, how dangerous is that pitfall of comparison?
Man, it can be detrimental, bro. Honestly, it's definitely something that all of us need to be conscious and aware of, not only in the music world, but just in life in general, but particularly in the music world. You know, I feel like everything is so competitive, even though we're all friends and we're all family, we're all a part of this small little Christian music world, there still can be a tendency to, especially with areas of insecurity in our own lives, and I'm talking to myself, I have deep places of insecurity and identity wounds and issues that make me revert to my seventh grade self and wonder if I'm keeping up, if I'm on an even keel, if people notice me, if people desire me, if people think Ryan Stevenson is cool, or people liking my songs as much as somebody else's. If left unchecked, that comparison game will steal all of our joy and will run us into the ground, and we will wake up one day realizing that we've just missed out on a huge window of life and joy because we were busy future tripping about stuff that's not even a reality.
We're talking about owning your past and at the same time not letting that define you with SOS artist Ryan Stevenson today. And Ryan, you were talking a few minutes ago about your seventh grade self, and you grew up in a small town in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains in Oregon, and went to school with the same kids all the way from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And it's kind of a grind to get a hold of that, huh?
Absolutely. You go to school from kindergarten to graduation with the same 50 kids. They know you intimately. They know you inside and out. They know the dynamics of your life and your family. And so there's really no hiding. There's really no getting away. There's really no concealing your identity issues and insecurities, especially when you grow up with one another and you watch each other grow. And for me, a huge vulnerable piece of my life is when I went into the seventh grade, the summer between sixth grade and seventh grade, I came back to school and all of my friends had grown and hit puberty and like were starting to develop into young adults, and I hadn't. And I was a super late bloomer, so I didn't go through that until my adolescent pubescent growth spurt until I was a senior in high school going into my freshman year of college. So I stayed the body of a sixth grade little boy all through high school, and it was really difficult, man. So a lot of my insecurity and just identity quirks come from feeling like I was stuck in elementary all the way through high school and just was basically the brunt of a lot of ridicule and a lot of teasing. That's why it's easy for me to always get caught up in the comparison game.
So how do you manage the whole idea of identity in a world where you're a musician? So there's an element of what you do, or managers and record labels and people say, oh, this is like the product of who Ryan Stevenson is and the image and the song and the sound. But then you're also a person. You're also a dad. You're also a husband. You were a paramedic before you were a musician, or while you were starting to get that all off the ground.
Totally. It's such a weird thing because if you know me and you know where I come from and you know the way my life has been over the last 10 years, I mean, being in this position now and in Christian music world and touring and essentially I feel like I'm living my dream and I'm so honored and I'm so grateful. But part of it, I don't know that it feels real to me just because I've lived over on the other side of the valley for so long. I grew up really poor. Like I grew up in a 200 person farming community called Bonanza, Oregon, and we didn't have a lot. And it was, I'm so aware of where I come from. And even after I got signed to a record company, it has continued to be a pretty significant battle and an uphill run for me, even being on ground zero in Christian music, even after being signed by Toby Mac and having, you know, Toby on my side and having his endorsement and written songs like Speak Life and Eye of the Storm. It's still, I feel like still haven't yet, in a sense, earned my license to just rest and be a little bit more comfortable. So it just keeps me with my foot on the gas all the time, and I feel like I'm just scared to let off the throttle.
Talking to Ryan Stevenson on SWX Radio today. You're coming through Las Vegas. You're going to be playing Mountain View Presbyterian coming up on the 11th. That's Thursday. You're going to be Los Angeles coming up on Sunday the 14th.
We are stoked. And the cool thing about these nights is that it's more of an acoustic, like really stripped down, like up close and personal acoustic songwriter, singer-songwriter, storyteller kind of night. So it's just real dialed back and you'll get to hear a lot of stories and just where a lot of these songs came from. I love it. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Talking about letting go and letting go of control with Ryan Stevenson today at SWX Radio. You know, you write all these songs like Holding Nothing Back and All Yours, and even songs like The Eye of the Storm. You know, you go through these songs where there's the happy seasons of life when you write things that are fun and mean something to you when you're on the mountaintop, but it seems from your experience, most of the songs that really connected the most with people have been the ones that have come out of the darker, rougher times.
One thing that I've learned is that throughout my years of working as a paramedic, spent 8 years on the streets managing a frontline 911 ambulance, there's one thing that I do know is that we are all just people and that we all go through storms, that we live in a very uncertain world where uncertain things are going to happen to all of us. None of us are immune to storms and trials and tribulation and just some of those hard things. And I feel like when we're able to talk about those things, we watch how each other go through pain. Our eyes are always open watching how others are going through pain and struggle. And we see how people go through that kind of stuff, and it really is inspiring to us when we go into our own seasons of storms and trial. And I feel like I've found out early on that one thing that unifies all of us is that we all hurt. We all have a heart. We all have emotions. We're emotional beings. We get stuck. We fail. We crash and burn. That's stuff that makes us just people. But when you can talk about it, especially in a song, it has a tendency to just sneak past everybody's boundaries and barriers and just provoke those innermost parts of our heart without really asking permission, and creates a revival and gives us life and freedom. And I love how music does that.
We're talking to Ryan Stevenson on SWX Radio today. I remember a couple of years ago, you and I, we were on a flight back from like Nashville, and you were talking about how there was this season that you were just working through, and you said, I'm going to pray a bold prayer, and it's God, whatever it takes for you to break through in my life, I just have to know you. And that opened up a whole slew of things that you didn't realize were coming. And it wasn't easy work.
Oh, brother, what a mess. What a beautiful, messy time that was. And, you know, I love talking about that piece of my life because it's just the way it was. Like, and I caution people to pray, like, don't tell the Lord whatever it takes, whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, because I feel like he delights in that prayer. He delights in that postured heart that just says, Jesus, come and heal me. Come after the things in my life that are keeping me from being whole and pure and fixed and healthy. And because he will, he's a dad. He's not going to come after us. He's going to come after the things in our life. And that's exactly what he did with me and continues to do with me, because my prayer is always the same. Jesus, just because you did it one time, I don't want to say stop. Like, just continuously keep coming after those areas of my life that I put other things in place instead of you.
Yeah, because usually we pray, God, give me this. God, help me with this. But when you pray, God, take this away, or I've got open hands. I'm going to allow you to take these things. I'm not going to pry my hands closed anymore. I'm opening it up. And God, if that's what you want to do, then he's like, thank you. Now you get
totally.
It. Now I'm ready. And it's game on, because you don't realize what's about to happen.
I heard this quote. It says, exposure is severe mercy, and it's essential to our healing. There's nothing more true that I've ever heard than that.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Isaiah 48 where he said, I put you to the test in the furnace of suffering. I've tried to make you pure, but I didn't use as much heat as it takes to make silver pure. Suffering doesn't go without purpose.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I haven't even turned it up, bro.
Right. Yeah, you don't really know. What you're feeling right now is my grace, my gentleness, you know, my actual hand in there. Like, if we really got what we deserved, it would be a different story.
Well, we're talking to Ryan Stevenson. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday the 11th over Mountain View Presbyterian in Vegas. And you're also going to be in Southern California in L.A. on October the 14th on Sunday.
Yes, sir. I think we're going to be out there with my good buddy Johnny Diaz. I'm stoked, man. I love any chance that I get to get back out your guys' way is a treat for sure.
Well, thanks for checking in with us. I know you're in a studio recording right now, and they're probably billing you by the minute.
Oh, it's all good. No worries. I'm kind of the boss today, so they're not giving me too hard of a time.
Yeah, well, the boss is the ones that write the checks, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at without saying it.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, bro. I appreciate your call, and thanks for all you guys do. Seriously, it means a lot.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.